Praise be Jesus and Mary. Today we celebrate the Franciscan feast of Saint Fidelis of Sigmaringen, and he is a Franciscan priest and martyr, born in the year 1577, martyred in the year 1622, pretty much a contemporary of Cornelius Alapide, and we can say he preceded just by a little bit the North American martyrs. So Saint Fidelis, faithful Franciscan priest, in the office we prayed this morning, the morning prayer, the first antiphon was this: "Whoever acknowledges me before men, I will acknowledge before my Father in heaven. Whoever acknowledges me before men, I will acknowledge before my Father in heaven." Now, the Catechism of the Catholic Church, citing this scripture passage, says that bearing witness to our faith in public, bearing witness to the gospel, to Jesus Christ in public, is necessary for salvation, basing itself on the words of the Savior himself. "Whoever acknowledges me before men, I will acknowledge before my Father in heaven." Now, of course, this is fulfilled to the maximum in the lives of the martyrs and Saint Fidelis, where they are willing to shed their blood in order to bear witness. The word martyr is the Greek word meaning witness. And so they are giving testimony. They are bearing witness to the truth of the Catholic faith. And now we think about the challenges today that Christians have in bearing witness to the faith. Well, we should remember, first of all, that the devil, the enemy of our souls, wants to do exactly the opposite, right? He wants to do everything in his power to make sure that the faith not be proclaimed, that the faith remains something private, that you keep everything to yourself, right? The last thing the enemy of souls wants is the propagation and proclamation of the faith. We need to remember that. And so, those who are his instruments do the very same thing. And so there's this popular idea out there that, yes, we'll be tolerant of religion, but just keep it to yourself. Keep it in your home. Keep it in your church. It doesn't belong in the public square. And if you do bring it out into the public, well, then you're just a fanatic, aren't you? But we need to bring it out in the public. This is what our Savior commands us. This is what the Catechism says is necessary for salvation. And so we religious, we need to wear our habits in public. Priests need to wear their Roman collars in public. The faithful, don't be afraid or ashamed to carry your rosary in public, to make the sign of the cross in a restaurant, praying grace before your meal. We need to be the salt of the earth and the light of the world. We need to shine in these ways. And of course, we need to be willing to accept ridicule, being accused of being fanatics, right? I mean, you hear it in common language. Somebody will say, "Oh, yeah, my grandfather, he's very religious." Okay? What do they mean by that? Really, what it means is he's a believing and practicing Catholic. That religious, does that mean you're not being religious? What does that mean? It means you're lukewarm. You really don't have faith in any meaningful way. That's basically what it means. Okay, if the faith means something to you, then it should have some effect in the choices you make in your life, in the way you live your life, in the way you dress, in the way you speak, time set aside for prayer, holy images on your desk at work, these type of things. Let's not be afraid to be labeled a fanatic simply because we believe and practice. Okay? Saint Fidelis wasn't afraid, and he wasn't afraid to shed his blood. In fact, as the day drew near, and he knew it by a revelation that was granted to him, he became more joyful, more bold. And so let's pray to him for his intercession, the grace of God, to acknowledge Jesus Christ before men, so that he will then acknowledge us before his Father in heaven. Now, St. Fidelis, when he was first entering the order, like St. Alphonsus Liguori, he was a former lawyer who became disgusted with his profession and the injustices and all of the rest, and so he abandoned that and entered religion, became a priest. And when he entered religion, his novice master gave him the name Fidelis, which is Latin for faithful, quoting the words from the book of Revelation, "Be thou faithful until death, and I will give thee the crown of life." And those words turned out to be prophetic. Be faithful until death, and I will give thee the crown of life. So that's what he did. He remained faithful, constant, steadfast in bearing public witness to the one true faith. And we need to do the same to obtain the crown of life. Saint Fidelis, pray for us. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.